Blog Talk Radio. the angel Michael. Amen. So we're so happy to have Prophet Michael Davis with us on this evening. So God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God, and God bless the people of God. And I just thank God that he will give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say unto his church. Amen. Glory to God. We pray for Pastor Hamilton. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray for Pastor Hamilton. We understand that death in the family is a trying time. But God, you always use things to minister to your people. So we believe that even by this experience, you will use it to minister to the family of Bishop Hamilton. And Father, we know that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We know, Father, that you do all things well. And you said that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and to them who are the called according to your purpose. So, Father, we thank you for his life. We thank you that your arms of protection are encamped around him, and there is a hedge of protection around him, because the righteous run into the shield of protection, which is the camp of the Lord, and they are safe there. So, Father, we thank you that there's safety when we run into the camp of the Lord. The camp of the Lord is the presence of God. When we run into the presence of God, there is safety there. No evil shall come nigh that place. So, Father, we thank you that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and his right hand are blessings forevermore. So we pray the blessings of God over Pastor Hamilton, his family, and give him peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, that will keep his heart and his mind by Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, concerning the word of God that you would have to be ministered today, I confess, Father, I cannot do this. I confess to you I am not even able to do it, but God, you are able. Yeah. You are qualified. You are the living word, and I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit, that you would speak through me, that you would do what seemeth right in your own eyes to do through me for the sake of your people and all that shall hear this broadcast. Now, Father, we ask that you give us clarity, understanding, and even answers to questions that we have today, for you know exactly where we are. Minister to where we are. You know where your church is. Minister to where the church is and where you want it to be. For the glory of God, in Jesus' name, for you do all things well. Now let there be order today. Let the hearts of the people receive what you have to say, and let them be prepared to receive their blessing and their deliverance and their healing because of the anointing on today for your glory, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to 1 Corinthians. We're going to start with chapter, glory to God, 14. Check that, chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to talk about the spiritual gifts and the function of the spiritual gifts. We know that God, since the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts, has called us to operate in the spiritual gifts because there's a reason for that, because this is how you know that the body of Christ is different from any other religion. We operate in the Holy Ghost. Jesus has now ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he is seated there, and we are seated together with him, we are seated together with him in heavenly places. So we have a dual citizenship here on earth, and at the same time, we are seated together with Christ at the right hand of the Father. Amen? Glory to God. And so now, because we have this dual citizenship, we operate by the authority of heaven in the earthly realm. The authority of heaven is the Holy Ghost. We operate by the Holy Spirit so that we can fulfill the ministry of Christ. And if you remember, when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. And as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, power came upon him, and he was able to do mighty works. Acts 1:8 says, "And you shall receive power After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and then in the uttermost parts of the world. Now, the way that you become a witness is it has to be not by your ability, not by your knowledge of the scriptures, but by the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6 says, it is not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. What that means is our dependability is not on our knowledge of the scriptures. Our dependability is on the moving of the Holy Spirit to quicken us to function in the gifts as he desires and as he plans and as he purposes. We cannot determine anything. Our responsibility is simply to yield to the Holy Spirit and let him have his way and don't have any predetermined plan or predetermined ideas of how the Holy Spirit is going to move, how he's going to function. That's why Jesus never had a program. Hello, somebody. You go to some churches and they have a program and they don't give way for the working of the Holy Spirit, which operates the gifts of the Spirit. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this is what we see. And these are the scriptures I'm going to hit in the 12th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3, and then verse 8, 9, and 10, and then verse 13. And it reads on this wise, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant, and that's just what I taught. You cannot be unaware or lack knowledge in the area that it's the Holy Spirit that works the gifts of the Spirit. It's not us. We can't do it when we want to. If the Holy Spirit does not quicken the person to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, they're operating in flesh, or they're operating in self, or they're operating in another spirit. Mm-hmm. That's why witchcraft is on the scene. They operate in a demonic spirit. They don't operate in the Holy Spirit. That's why soothsayers and sorcerers and these people that read horoscopes, and if you're reading them, stop reading them because it's not of God. The stars don't tell you your future. Jesus has your future in his hands, so you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then these things will be added unto you. Stop reading the horoscope to see if there's an answer there. Stop seeking these people. Glory to God, they have these false palm readers and these psychics. Glory to God, they operate under the spirit of the devil. They don't operate under the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will tell you your future if you seek him first. If you go after him, he will give you the answer to all things because Jesus is the answer. So he doesn't want you ignorant on how the spiritual gifts operate. You have to be yielded to the Holy Ghost. You have to be sold out to the Holy Ghost. And yes, I know the Bible says gifts and callings are without repentance. Now, you can be used in the area of gifting, but you can also lose your soul because you can say, you can be one of those in Matthew chapter 7 that say, God did not prophesy in your name. God did not do many great works in your name. And Jesus will respond to them and say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you. Now, you say, how can that be? How can a person be gifted in the gift of prophecy and they work in the gift of prophecy and they work in the gift of the discerning of spirit and then they go to hell and Jesus said, I don't even know you? Because when Jesus gives a gift, he doesn't take it back, but he does require you to be submitted to the Holy Ghost. Let's see how that works out in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto dumb idols. In other words, you were serving false gods in your flesh while you were unknowledgeable about Christ. You were doing things that were an abomination unto the Lord. You lived a life that was ungodly. And then it says, even as ye were led. Now, you were led by your flesh. See, so he's making it clear that once you were led by the flesh, when you didn't know God, now that you've come into the knowledge of the truth, you must be led by the Holy Spirit. That's going to determine if you're really a child of God. He said, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So that's the mitigating factor. That's the most important part, is that you're surrendered and you're yielded to the Holy Spirit, you're obedient to the Holy Spirit, and you don't use the gift as a credit card. In other words, you don't use it as a cash card. Some people know they have the gift of prophecy, and they want to sell that gift. They want to say, well, you give me $100, and I'll give you a prophecy. See, that becomes mockery. That becomes witchcraft. That becomes another spirit, because God said, freely you have received, freely thou shalt give. So you don't charge people for prophecies. You don't charge people to stand in a line to get prayer. That's not of God. That's not in the Bible. Jesus never did it. Glory to God. So when you see this kind of thing happening, these are people who are prostituting their gift. God has given it to them, and now they want to solicit it for sale. Give me $1,000, and I'll give you a word. But the devil is a lie. God is calling you to do that. God is calling you to be submitted to the Holy Ghost. That's why he said when you were Gentiles, you were led by another spirit. But now you must be led by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Okay, so in verse 3, this is what he says. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, call it Jesus, accursed. In other words, if you're submitted to the Holy Spirit and your life is yielded to God and you're praying every day and you're fasting when God tells you to, you're reading the Word of God, there is no way that you can, a curse means that you mock the Word of God or you're rebelling against what the Bible teaches. If you are saying that Jesus is accursed, what that means is that you don't believe every word that is written in the Word of God. That means you have your own ideas, you have your own opinions of what the Word is saying to you. There is not an interpretation of the Word. There is revelation of the Word. People often say, well, you have a different interpretation. No, the interpretation is not mine. The Bible interprets itself. So you cannot error. So he's saying that when you're submitted to the Holy Spirit, not only can you not call Jesus a curse, but you will be submitted to his word, you will be yielded, and then you will have a desire in your heart to obey every word of God. It is written in the Word of God, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall a man live. Amen. Amen. Wherefore, I give you to understand, that's why he said to understand, that no man speaking by the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, when he says that Jesus is Lord, that means he's Lord over your life. That means you have submitted to him as Lord, as God, as King, and you are willing to yield yourself fully to the Holy Spirit. That's how he becomes Lord. He's not Lord. The Bible says, you say unto me, Lord, Lord, but you don't do the things that I tell you to do. How can you say that I'm your Lord if you don't do what I tell you to do? And what he tells you to do is in his word. This is how you should live. Now, there are a lot of people that compromise their life today. There's a lot of people that compromise the Word of God, and they try to explain away, oh, that's not what he means. Oh, Jesus didn't mean that. He didn't mean it that way. No, that's the devil talking. The devil is trying to get you to do what he got Eve to do in the garden of in the Garden of Eden. He's trying to get you to say, God didn't mean that. That's not what he meant. No, when God says something, that's what he means. And he means to do exactly what he says to do. Glory to God. If he says obey his word and keep his commandments, keep his statutes, keep his precepts, that's exactly what he means. When he says separate yourself from wicked people, that's what he means to do. Now you're thinking, oh, I can win these people. But God is not telling you to hang out with them to win them. God is telling you to give them the word. You might plant the seed, and then someone else will come and water that seed, and then God will give the increase. So that's what he means when he says you must have him Lord first over your life before you begin to operate in these spiritual gifts. Because there are some people, they receive the gift from God, but they are not submitted to God. And we see that. We see that there are some people who call themselves pastors and prophets and evangelists and apostles, and they're sleeping with men or they're sleeping with women. Glory to God. That's not their husband or not their wife, and they're operating in the gift. So what is that? They haven't submitted to the Lord. They're not saying that Jesus is my Lord, and I'm not submitted to the Holy Ghost, because they're living in sin. And they're thinking they can get away with it and operate in the gifts without having condemnation or without having judgment to come on them. Because all sin that is not repented for will be judged. So that's why Jesus is saying he must be your Lord, and that you must be yielded to the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to go on and read verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. He's simply saying there are many gifts. There are nine of them. There are nine gifts, and that they're given by the same Spirit. Glory to God. And this is how it works. 5 says, and there are differences of administration, but the same Spirit. Administration is offices. You know, the office of an apostle, the office of a prophet, the office of a pastor, the office of a teacher, the office of a healer. You have people who are called to operate in the office of healing, and that's their gift, that's their calling. They operate in the office of healing, or they operate in the office of prophecy. Glory to God, and that's their office. They specifically operate in the administration of prophecy. Now, God is not telling prophets to become pastors. That's not their office. That's not their calling. Some people said stay in your lane, and that's what that means. God is calling people to do exactly what he called them to do, not try to do something that looks attractive or do what somebody else is doing. God is specifically calling people to stay in the lane that he called them into so they can fulfill their call with God, because they'll be accountable for the call and the gift that he has given that person to operate in here in the earth. If you're in a church and you know your gifting and you know your calling, you should go to your pastor and you should begin to volunteer or to try to get into a ministry where your gift can work. You shouldn't just be sitting in the pews. You should go and talk to one of the leaders and let them know this is the gift that you have and you'd like to begin to volunteer or work in this particular ministry so the gifts can operate, so they can function. God has you in that church planted for a reason, so that the gift that he has given you can minister to someone else to help them to be encouraged, to be edified, even to be delivered. Glory to God. So use the gift. Don't sit on it. Use the gift that God has given you. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Let's move on. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same. It's the same God which worketh all in all. Let's go down to 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a word that comes from God to let a person know how to do a certain thing that they don't know how to do. They may be in a situation and a person will say, well, this is what God is telling me to tell you to do, so that you can get either out of that situation or that you'll know how to deal with that situation now that you're in it. In other words, there sometimes God will say, just hold your peace. Don't say anything. Hold your peace. Let the Lord fight your battle. There are other times God will tell you, it could be the same situation but a different person. God could tell that person, well, I want you to speak to them about this. So it's a word of wisdom that will give you instruction on how to deal with your situation where you are. That's the gift of the Spirit by the Holy Ghost, a word of wisdom, how to. Wisdom is how to. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. A word of knowledge could tell you something about yourself that you either need to be corrected or directional. It could be a directional word, and it's a confirmation. Usually it's a confirmation of what God has already said to you. A word of knowledge will give you instruction also on how to go about either ministry or something in your personal life, or how to get out of a situation that's not good for you. Glory to God. Like cutting off certain people that are draining the anointing on your life, or people who are leeches and they only call you with problems all the time. So they're draining your spirit. So a word of knowledge will come to tell you, you got to cut them off. He koboshata. You got to let them go. They're not listening. They're not going to obey. They're not going to do what you say. So a word of knowledge comes because you're frustrated dealing with these kind of people. So since you're frustrated dealing with them, God will send a word of knowledge saying, you got to let them go. Your season in dealing with them is up. Go over to God. See, there are seasons that people come into your life, and that's what the gifts of the Spirit are for. That's why prophets come. That's why prophets don't always tell you you're going to get a house and a car. Prophets are instructional also regarding your life and how you deal with people and making you aware of the season that you're in. People don't always come into your life to stay for 20 or 30 years. Some people come just for a couple of months. Glory to God. So it's seasonal, and you have to be aware by the Holy Ghost when that season is over. And that's what the word of knowledge will also come to let you know. Okay, that season with these people, it's over, and it was okay while it lasted, but now I have to move on to other things because God is graduating me to another level. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha! Glory to God. And this is a word for somebody. The devil will send people to come as friends. They're counterfeit, but the devil will send them to come as friends, minister to them, and let them go. Because if they're not responding to the anointing, that's the key thing. If they're not responding to the anointing, then that's because the heart of Christ is not in them. The person that has the heart of Christ will always respond to the anointing. That's how you know who sent them. The person that has the heart of Christ will always respond to the anointing. In other words, they won't say, well, okay, I'm a change, but they never do. That's not the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christ is, okay, I'm a change, I'm a repent, and I'm a get out of that thing, and I'm a leave it alone. That's the spirit of Christ, because the goodness of the Lord leadeth you to repentance. Warning comes before destruction. And that's what the prophets and that's what the gifts of the spirit are about. They're to protect you. The gifts of the Spirit are to protect you from hurt, from harm, from danger, from wolves and cheap clothing. The gifts of the Spirit are to warn you of trouble and danger ahead. So that's also the function of the gifts of the Spirit. And I know that they don't. A lot of churches don't teach about that, but the gifts of the Spirit are not only, yea, thus saith the Lord, God is going to promote you. No, it's also to protect you from trouble, from getting in wrong relationships. Glory to God. The enemy will always send those, and they always come in the form of a friend. The devil will never send somebody to say, well, I work for the devil. No, he's going to send somebody to say, oh, I'm your friend. Praise God. Bless God. No, you know, they're wolves in sheep clothing, which means they're operating under deception. How are you going to see deception? Here it is. In verse 9, We see it. Okay. No, actually it's in verse 10. But in verse 9 it says, to another faith by the same Spirit. And some people have the gift of faith, which means they can believe God for miracles. They can believe God for miracle healings. They can believe God for situations that are difficult, and they can get out of them because it's a gift of faith that God gives them. And they just believe God, and they believe his word. They believe what he says, and they know that he's going to do it in his time, and they trust him, and that's the gift of faith, to just believe God without question. God, I know you're going to do it. It's taken care of, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. You just have faith to believe God. Like God gave me, it's just to believe God that he's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. Faith to move mountains. Faith to believe God for the impossible. That's the gift of faith. Glory to God. And there are some of you that have that gift who are listening in today in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Verse 10. to another, the working of miracles. Once again, the gift of faith and the working of miracles work together. Now, the Bible says very clearly that the gifts of the Spirit work by love. The gifts of the Spirit work by love. Everything we do in the kingdom of God has to be yielded to the Spirit of love, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Can't go around yelling at people, screaming at people, having a negative attitude, having anger come out. I've listened to some preachers, and it sounds like they're mad. Sounds like they just got out of a fight with somebody. They're screaming and yelling at you, and they sound angry. No, the Spirit of God works by love. All of His gifts works by love, and you can find love and the fruit of love in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit, it starts out with, actually the fruit of the Spirit is love, but there are different categories of love, you know, which is long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness, long-suffering, patience. These are the characteristics of love. In other words, if somebody's extremely dogmatic, now, there's nothing wrong with being dogmatic, but if they're extremely dogmatic, then there's some anger there. There's some anger there, and God doesn't work through anger. He works through love, and you have to understand, it has to be a gentle spirit. It has to be gentle. Now, if it's not gentle, then it's not God. Okay? That's how you can, you know, I'll be honest with you. Every person in the pulpit, God didn't send them. I'm just going to be honest with you now. I'm not putting down preachers. I'm not putting down the church. But I'm just being honest that everybody in the pulpit, now God didn't put them there. Mm-hmm. So this is how you discern, and this is how you tell who's who. Because the true servants of the Lord, they are going to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. They're going to be yielded to the Holy Spirit, and it's going to work through love. The gifts of the Spirit, their ministry, it is going to work through love. You're going to feel that love. It's going to comfort your heart, because that's what love does. It comforts you. If you're hurting, if you're struggling, if you're confused, if there are decisions that you have to make, and even if you're living a lifestyle where you go to church on Sunday, but on Monday through Saturday, you're not living for God. Even in that case, with dealing with your repentance and your sin, it still has to work by love, because correction is still by love. They can't put you down. They have to correct you through love to tell you that, okay, you understand that the Word of God teaches that if you sin, the soul that sinned shall surely die. And this is a gift of the Spirit too, because, you know, and the gift of administration, in the gift of administration, you're administering counsel to this person. And they have to be ministered counsel, because they're caught in the snare of the devil. And if they're living a lukewarm life, like the book of Revelation talks about, in the church of Laodicea, they're lukewarm, then God says He'll spew them out of His mouth, which means they won't enter the kingdom of God. So as a minister or pastor or evangelist or prophet, you have to minister to them wise counsel and share with them the love of God, that He loves them, He died on the cross for them, and that He doesn't want them to be destroyed under His wrath, but He would that they come to repentance. That's what the Bible teaches, that His will is that all men would come to repentance and that none would perish. Okay, that's God's will. So the gifts of the Spirit is also for correction. And a lot of people don't like to be corrected, but we all need to be corrected, because Jesus corrects me and I repent. I get on my knees and say, "Oh, Lord, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. I repent for that, Father. I know it wasn't pleasing in Your sight. Please forgive me." And then I get back on the right track and I keep going. So we need to correct ourselves. So and the gifts of the Spirit are for correction too. Don't get me wrong. It's just not to show you the easy side of God, but it's also to show you that God has to correct you, because He chastises those that He loves. So I'm trying to give you a full overview of how the gifts of the Spirit work, and it's not just one way. It's for many things to correct us and to help us stay on track with God and to keep us in the will of God. Most important, glory to God, in Jesus' name. Okay, so verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. That's one of the gifts God has given me, the gifts of healing. Glory to God, in Jesus' name. And if anybody needs to be healed today, prepare yourself because you will receive your healing today in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and many people have the gift of prophecy. And once again, we talked about how prophecy works. It's not always the house and the car, but sometimes it's instruction. Sometimes prophecy comes to correct us. And if you read the Old Testaments and the prophets, you'll see that there are times when God either warned people or corrected people by prophecy. Amen? Glory to God. To another, discerning of spirits. I'd like to stop right there and talk about that for a minute. The discerning of spirits is very important. The discerning of spirits is going to allow you to see what you cannot see in a person that you cannot see with your natural eye. The discerning of spirit is really, it means to see. It means to see, and what God, by the Holy Spirit, allows you to do is to see the true spirit that's operating in the person. Not what they say, but who they really are. Behind the mask, behind the scenes, behind their words, the gift of the discerning of spirit allows you to see the person who's behind that face or behind that body. The Bible says in 1 John 4 and 1, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether it be of God. And how do you try the spirit? You have to have the gift of discerning of spirits. And you can pray for this. You have to have the gift of the discerning of spirits. You can pray for this. Everything that is in here in 1 Corinthians 12, you can literally go to God and ask him to grant you this gift of the Spirit so that you can operate in this gift so that you will not be deceived. God will show you people. He will show you who they are. He will show you their motives. He will show you their intentions. He will show you what they're up to. He will show you if they're even his child. Glory to God. There was a woman in Acts chapter 16. In Acts chapter 16, Paul was on his way to prayer, at the hour of prayer, and they were on their way to the temple, and there was a woman in front of them, and the woman began to say, these men are men of God who show unto us the way of salvation, and she kept saying that for 3 days. The first day, Paul didn't discern it. He didn't pick it up. The second day, he thought that, okay, she must be a believer in Jesus, but the third day, it grieved his spirit. So on the third day, the gift of the discerning of spirits kicked in, and he was able to see by the Holy Ghost that even though the woman was saying the right words, glory to God, she was saying the right words, but it wasn't by the right spirit. She operated in the spirit of divination. So there are people who will cry out, the name of the Lord. It's people who will say, praise the Lord. It's people who will say, hallelujah. It will be people who will say, bless God. And they'll be right there in the church, but they're not operating by the Spirit of God. It's a spirit of divination. And what is a spirit of divination? It's a demonic spirit that actually tries to imitate God. It's the spirit of the counterfeit. It's the spirit of mockery. It's the spirit of the imitation. And the only way you're going to see that thing, because it took Paul 3 days, the only way you're going to see that thing, you got to stay prayed up. You got to stay prayed up to see it. You got to stay prayed up to know that this is not the Spirit of God, but it's the spirit of the Antichrist trying to mock God. The Bible says that the devil will present himself as an angel of light. And then he said, marvel not that his ministers will present themselves as ministers of righteousness. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I like busting the devil. I like exposing him for who he really is. And that's why I ask God, sharpen my discernment. Sharpen the discerning of spirit. Sharpen the gifts of the spirit in my life. Sharpen them. How do you sharpen them? Stay in the word. You stay in the word, you're going to sharpen your gifts. That's the best way to sharpen those gifts so you can see the enemy, because he's going to come in a disguise. He's never going to tell you who he really is. That's the gifts of the Spirit is also to protect you from trouble. It's to protect you from trouble. There are people who try to, especially when God get ready to bless you. Watch this. When God get ready to bless you, the enemy knows he can't stop the blessing, so he'll send these counterfeit friends to try to yoke up with you. And glory to God, to throw you off track when the blessing comes. They'll be right there giving you false advice, false information, help you spend your money. And all of a sudden, they got all these needs. And you start, well, God told you to give. And you'll start giving them your money. And they have no interest in obeying God because they've been sent by the devil. They're a counterfeit spirit. They've been sent as a friend in disguise. Glory to God. Even Judas, remember what the Bible says. Judas came to Jesus and kissed him on the cheek. Glory to God. And he said, dost thou betray me with a kiss? Now, enemy not going to come kiss you, but the devil will come and present himself as a friend, kiss you on the cheek, tell you that he loved you when all along he's setting you up for a trap. Ah, glory. And some people got Judases in their life. Judas walked with Jesus. Judas was around Jesus. But all along, he had an assignment from the devil. And that was to betray Jesus, the Son of Man. There'll be people around you thinking that they're your friend. They'll make you believe that they love you. They'll make you believe that they're with you. But all along, they're on assignment from Satan to try to destroy you. But look at what happened to Judas. If you stay faithful to God, look at what happened to Judas. What he tried to work, it worked against him. He hung himself. He was destroyed. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, God is good. So I really want to encourage you. Be careful who you make friends with, because everybody that said that they were Jesus, we know that the devil is a liar. We know that the devil come as an angel of light. We know that the devil is a counterfeit. In other words, how is he going to trap you if he can't befriend you? The first thing he's going to try to do is to befriend you. Then he'll trap you. My God from heaven. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. That's what the gifts of the Spirit are. That's what the gifts of the Spirit are. That's what the gifts of the Spirit are. The gifts of the Spirit are for the purpose to discern those who are not with God. See, the devil sends a lot of people even into the church. They'll sit there. They'll listen to the Word of God. And they will not conform to the Word. They will hear it, but they won't be doers of the Word. The Bible says don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer also, lest you deceive your own self. There are a lot of people in the churches. I've been to churches all over this country, from California to Florida, and there are people who sit in those pews. They are not interested in obeying God's word at all. They got another agenda on their mind. They will listen, but they won't hear. And it's a difference between listening and hearing. When you listen, that means you can remember what it says. But when you hear it, that means you do what it says. Ha! Hello, somebody. They don't want to do it because Christ ain't in them. You remember the parable of the sower. One seed fell on good ground. The other three fell on stony ground and fell on ground that didn't produce anything. So in other words, what am I saying? There were four categories. There was one that was good. 25% of the people going to get it. The others are not going to get it. Why? Because straight is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Everybody's not going to find eternal life because that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for another way. It's called the way of destruction. It's the wide road where you compromise with all them other folks that's on that road. That's why so many people are on that road. It's the road of compromise. So many people agree with that road. Why do they agree with that road? It's popular. They want to be in the popularity group. They want to be on the bandwagon where everybody likes them. But when you're really serving Jesus, everybody ain't going to like you. But the Bible says they hated Christ, and if you serve him, they're going to hate you too. Glory to God. So this is the thing that you got to be aware of. You got to be, and that's gifts of the Spirit are for. It's to make you aware of those that are false and to see those that are true. My God, it's so many counterfeits that have been sent in to the body of Christ. It's ridiculous. There are so many that have come among us. The Bible calls them tares. But Jesus said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. But at the end, he going to separate them. But he never told you not to know who they were. He said, let them grow together. Let them come up. Because, see, they're going to be held accountable for every word that they heard. But he never told you not to know who they are. So you got to know who the tares are because they are among us. And if you don't know who they are, then you're fooling yourself. Know who they are, but they have nothing to do with them. And that's why you need the gift. That's why you need the gift. That's why you need the gift of the discerning of spirit. See, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? What do you mean, agreement on what? You got to agree on this word right here. That's the only thing you can agree on. I'm not talking about agree with what kind of shoes you wear. I'm not talking about if you got on Nikes and I got on Nikes, we in agreement. No, I'm talking about we agree and we see the word of God the same way Jesus saw it. Not your opinion, not my opinion, but his truth. His word is true. I don't have an opinion when it comes to the word. It just is what it is. You don't hear me. Glory to God. So see, based upon these things, according to the word of God, the gifts are the spirit. The gifts of the spirit are to warn you about people who gonna be in your midst. They're called tares. And believe me, there are many among us. And they are in your midst, but the Bible says they're tares. Tares, if you know anything about farming, it looks just like a wheat. But on the inside, there's no substance. When you crack that shell open, there's nothing inside of it. But the wheat has substance inside. The substance that Jesus is talking about is the Holy Ghost. If you have not been born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what the Methodists say. I don't care what the Presbyterians say. They don't believe in speaking in tongues. But when you have the Spirit of God, according to the Word of God, you will speak in an unknown tongue. That's the evidence that you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's the Scriptures. And if you don't have it, then you don't have the Holy Ghost. And Romans 8 and 9 says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. None of his. In other words, he don't belong to him. So that's a tare. See, a tare can't receive the Holy Ghost because there's nothing in him. You better listen to this thing. Some of y'all are dealing with tares, and y'all trying to turn them into wheat, and you can't do it. A tare is going to be a tare because if you remember what the Bible says, their father, the devil, sowed them into the soil. My God from heaven. You don't hear what I'm telling you. You got to have the discerning of the Holy Ghost to know who's a tare and who's a wheat. Who sowed them into the soil according to the Scriptures? The Bible said the tare only came by the way of their father. Their father is Satan. He put them there. Jesus put the wheat in the field. But the devil put his tare in the field next to the wheat. My God from heaven.
Yeah.
And it grew up. It grew up. And it looked just like the wheat. How you going to determine if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you're not operating in the gifts of the Spirit? How you going to determine if that person is a tare or a wheat? You got to have the gift of the discerning of spirit. That's why God gives you the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost opens your eyes so you can see in the Spirit. See, the tare can't see in the Spirit. The only thing they can see is natural stuff. The only report they believe is the news, like Fox News, CNN News. That's what they believe. They'll believe everything them devils say. They'll start quoting CNN. They'll start quoting what Fox say. They'll start quoting what the news reports say. But whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. I don't quote Fox. I don't quote CNN. I quote Jesus. See, they're called people of the world. because that's what they yield to. That's what that's their consciousness. Their consciousness level is based upon society approval. They're based on the social system of this world. It's called an ego. They're based upon an egocentric personality. Their ego has to be satisfied with them being accepted by society. But I'm going to tell you something. Society is on its way to hell. And if you want to be accepted by society, you follow that road. But me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to stand on the word. And for God I'll live, and for God I'll die. That's the attitude you got to have. And you really got to understand, the Holy Ghost keep taking me back to this. You really got to understand that there are tares among us. You really have to understand it. And they look like us. They talk like us. But they don't have what we have. We have substance on the inside. And that substance is the anointing. And those that have the anointing protected with their whole life, they don't spill their oil like the foolish virgins. The foolish virgins didn't have any oil when Jesus came. And they had to run and try to get some. But the wise virgins had their oil and they protected it. Because the foolish virgins asked for it. They said, no, we're not giving you our oil. So when they went to get some and came back, they knocked on the door and said, Jesus, let us in. Jesus said, I don't know you. I don't know you. Those are the tares. They don't have the oil on the inside. That's the anointing. Because when a person has the anointing, they have a different walk. When a person has the anointing, they have a different talk. When a person has the anointing, they have a different lifestyle. They protect the anointing because they know money can't buy the anointing. God says you have two masters. You must love one and hate the other. You can't serve God and money. Who you going to serve? Who you going to serve? A lot of people sold out. A lot of people get these big ministries and get raised up and get all these people, and then they get sold out. They get compromised to the enemy. They get compromised, not sold out. They get compromised to the enemy, but they sell out for the money. If somebody pay them enough, they'll let Jay-Z come on their platform. If somebody pay them enough, they'll let Jay-Z, who is a devil, come on their platform and start teaching, saying that, well, you know, there is another way. They'll start teaching some other gospel. But I remember what Paul told the church of Galatians. If you are even an angel from heaven, come preach any other gospel other than the gospel that ye have received. He shall be cursed if you preach any other gospel other than this gospel of holiness. So it's a lot of people cursed out there because they're preaching another gospel. They're preaching compromise. They're preaching acceptance of the world's ways. They're preaching some other doctrine. But it ain't the doctrine of Christ. It was the religious people that took Jesus to the cross. The Sanhedrin Council, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes and the Herodians. They was the one that went to Pilate and encouraged him to crucify Jesus in a private meeting. They went to the governor of Jerusalem and said, crucify him. The religious people. And that's the same thing that's going to happen with the tares. They're going to turn on you because they don't have what you have on the inside. They're going to turn on you. When it come to the time to take that chip that the government has already begun to process, it's an RDF chip. And they have already set a time that this chip will begin to be put into the citizens of the United States of America. And this is an identification chip. Radio frequency. With the satellites that are in space. They already have the satellite in space right now for the RDF chip. But the Bible says if you take the mark of the beast, you go into hell. It's a lot of people that's going to compromise in the church, and they're going to take the mark. And they're going to tell them your address. They're going to say, well, Sister Bernard, she live over here. Go get her. You see? She haven't taken it. See, they're going to turn you in. They're going to say, we know where Brother Michael at.
You
he haven't taken
today,
it.
Jesus.
They said, Brother Michael live over here in Vacaville. He haven't taken the chip. Go over there to his house. He's a preacher. See, they're going to turn you in. And they're going to be them tares in the church that you done made friends with. And they're going to be talking to the government, telling them where you live, where you at. Here's your phone number. It's going to be them tares that's your friends. They don't have the Holy Ghost, but they're going to take the mark of the beast. And they're going to turn you in. See? Thinking they're doing God's work. Glory to God, glory to God. See, the devil already got the Mormons. He already got the Jehovah Witnesses. He already got the folks that don't have the Holy Ghost. And that's the only difference. If you look at the Bible in the book of Revelation, the angel that was sent, he gave them an instruction. He said, don't hurt the ones that have the wine and the oil. The ones that have the mark of the Holy Ghost, which is the wine and the oil that represents the anointing and the Holy Spirit. Don't touch them. But the rest of them, destroy them. It's in the book of Revelation. Read it sometime. It'll make you get on your knees and repent for everything you can think of. But the key to the kingdom of God is the anointing. The key to the kingdom of God is the anointing. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he don't belong to him. Glory to God. Make sure of one thing. Get right with God. If it's sin in your life, get it out of your life. Anything that you know is wrong, get rid of it. You don't know how long you're going to be on this earth. Tomorrow is promised to no man.
No man.
You don't know how long God going to keep you here. My own earthly father died in his sleep. You don't know what's going to happen to you. You don't know what's going to happen. You planning for tomorrow, you don't even know if you're going to be here tomorrow. Make sure you get right with God. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, cry out till you get it. I had to do it. I cried out for 6 months until I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God gave it to me.
Yeah.
I was at the altar. Let me tell you the truth. I was at the altar on my face. Every time they called an altar call, every church I went to, I was at the altar. Every time, and people begin to make fun of me and say, I thought you were saved already. I said, shut up, stupid. I'm going after the Holy Ghost.
Ooh, Jesus.
You so deep in God, you don't got nothing.
Mm.
You think you saved, that's your problem. You're not saved. The ones who are saved, they continue to go to the altar because they realize they don't have it together.
All right.
I see these people who are so, consider themselves so high up in God and got a title. I never see them go to the altar. And they know their life ain't right.
Mm.
And they sitting in the pulpit, got sin all over them, playing rap music in their home and then going to try to preach to you in the pulpit. The devil is a lie.
Come on.
The devil is a lie. They playing some old hip-hop stuff and some old baby, baby, baby. And the devil is on that stuff. A spirit of lust is on that music.
Woo! You preaching today, Pastor David.
A spirit of lust is on that music.
Mm.
And you're going to get a spirit of lust and stand before God's people and say anything, you might die and go to hell just for standing there. See, time out for playing with God. People have See, there's no reverence of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's no reverence of God. No fear of God. Fear means reverence, honor, respect. They disrespect God, and then they want God to bless them. Huh? You ever seen something as foolish as that? You disrespect God, and then you're going to tell God to bless you? Are you crazy? Can I just be real?
Yeah.
How are you going to disrespect God and then have the audacity to tell God, God, you promised to bless me. Excuse me, idiot. God commanded you to be obedient. My God from heaven. That's why he said, don't be ignorant concerning these things. That's what I read in the first verse, 1 Corinthians 12. He says, don't be ignorant. Ignorant is without knowledge. Don't be without knowledge concerning what God requires of you concerning the Holy Spirit. You must be informed, you must be knowledgeable, and willing to change according to His truth and not your own ideas.
Ah, Jesus.
There is no place for philosophy in the kingdom of God. And if you notice anything about a kingdom, there is a king and the people are his subjects. Whatever the king decrees is without controversy. There is never a controversy nor an argument once a declaration of the king is made. Because if you speak against the ordination, or excuse me, if you speak against the command of a king, in the times of old, you're beheaded. Let me say that one more time. In a kingdom where there is a king, when a king decrees a thing, when he declares a thing, it becomes law. If you speak against the law, you speak against the king. When you speak against the king, you're beheaded. There's no discussion. There's no trial. See, we're in a democracy, so people get a little confused. They think they have an argument to debate the Bible. You don't have an argument to debate the Word of God. You either obey it or you go to hell. It's simple. Hello, somebody. My God from heaven. Okay, so I done preached. I done taught. The Lord has done this. God has put these things in my heart. We're going to open the lines up for prayer for those people who need to hear something from God concerning instruction, concerning deliverance, and concerning healing. Jesus loves you because he wants to make sure you got it right. And he wants you to be aware that there is an enemy out there. And even though we serve Jesus as sheep, there is an enemy. And the enemy comes to, he's a liar. He's a liar. So you think he's going to at any time come and tell you that he's your enemy? No, he's going to come to you in the form of a friend. That's how the enemy is going to operate. He's going to come to you like a Judas in the form of a friend, but he's there to betray you. His heart is not with you. All along, he has an alternative agenda, and he has an alternative agenda to destroy you. He's not with you. He's against you. There's nothing in him that's with you because he was sent by who? Not by God, because if he was sent by God, you would have the same spirit. If he was sent by God, you would have the same spirit. But because he was sent by the enemy, there's a contrary spirit. My God from heaven. The spirit is contrary. And it's not that it's just contrary to me, it's contrary to whom I represent. I don't represent myself, I represent God. So if there's any a contrariness, the contrariness has to be because the individual who was sent by the enemy hates God. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. You either love him or you hate him. You either love him or you hate him. Now, you know, there's no in-between with God. I'm just going to be honest. You either love him or you hate him. Because if you love him, the Bible says in John 14:21, you'll keep my commandments. That's if you love me. Now, if you don't love me, you're not going to listen to what I say. You're not going to do what I tell you to do. You're not going to consider it. You're going to go your own way like a stubborn mule. See, do you know what happens to a horse? Let me just say this. When you purchase a horse and it's for, say the Kentucky Derby, a thoroughbred horse, if the horse cannot be trained or broken in a specified period of time, they kill the horse and use it for dog food. Let me say that one more time. When a horse is purchased and it is for training, if that horse cannot be broken or trained in a specified period of time, because the owner invested money in that horse, he has to recoup some of his loss. That horse will be shot, and it will be used for dog food. It will be sold for dog food. Glory to God. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs.
Not that which is holy.
Don't give that which is holy unto the dogs. Dogs will not accept holy things. Don't cast your pearl before swine. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you the glory for your word. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your presence on this word. And we thank you for the intensity on this word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory. Anyone who's on the line, Father, we just ask that the anointing rest upon them so they can receive what you are about to say even now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God, Jesus. What a word.
Glory to God.
This day was already ordained. I know this Pastor Hamilton day, but God knew what this day was going to be.
Yeah. He knew.
He already knew Prophet Davis was going to be on. Glory.
It was a setup.
Hallelujah. Glory. Timely.
It's a setup.
Hallelujah. As he began I went to the book of Galatians where it says in the first chapter 8 and 9, but though we are an angel, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, that's what the Apostle Paul said, than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
That's it.
Hallelujah. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. We better watch who is downloading and speaking in our glory. Jesus. This was a word. All I can say is let the church say amen. God have spoken today through this man of God. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're going to open up the line. Hallelujah. Open up the lines if it's anybody desiring any prayer. Hey, glory to God. I see Pastor McCullough. I see Minister Aaron Singleton on the line, and we're going to get to you all. Also, if there's any special needs or any special requests, Prophet Davis have the gift of healing. Amen. Amen. Let me go to Minister Aaron and then to Pastor McCullough. And then we're going to open up the lines for the rest of our callers. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Minister Aaron.
Oh, okay. Hello. How y'all doing? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just jumped on 20 minutes ago. That was a powerful message, what he was saying. Oh, my God. That's powerful because you got a lot of them out here, you know, that's claiming that they're a child of the king and not trying to live right, not trying to do the right thing, but you got to try the spirit is of God, and you got a lot of them that's saying they're of God and not in wicked and all, and like he was talking about the tear, but he's telling the truth and all that. He's sounding like a powerful man, powerful man, you know, speaking that. And I'm calling all the way from Lansing, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? And you know what makes it so good about it? Me and my niece was on it. I had my niece listen to it too, Adrian. Becky, she's right here.
I had her listening
with me on here, and I was telling her about your website. But that was powerful. I can't say too much because he done said everything. Let the church say amen. You're right.
Minister Aaron.
That was powerful.
Minister Aaron, I want to say God bless you, but even more than that, I want to encourage you, my brother, my fellow laborer in the vineyard. I want to encourage you to not only hear this, but as God opens doors for you, and I pray that he opens many doors for you in that Michigan area, because I know that there are many Muslims that have planted mosques in that area, glory to God. And I just pray that God would loose an anointing of boldness upon your life to declare the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God, the time out is for any compromise, and I pray that God would begin to allow you to tell the Muslims the truth. There is only one Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ, and if you don't come by way of him, you are going to hell, period, paragraph, end of story.
That's right.
They were sent. I'm going to tell you, those Muslims were sent by the devil, but God will save some, but the others will be destroyed. You tell these ministers in these churches in the state of Michigan, don't try to compromise with a Muslim and let them come in their pulpit and begin to teach or to preach or anything like that. But you tell them the truth. Unless they're born again by the water and the Spirit, they must have the Holy Ghost. Brother,
what you saying?
I commission you by the Holy Ghost to go forth in the boldness of the apostles and with the authority of Christ and declare the truth without compromise.
What you saying is so true, because I know this is God telling you to tell me, because I know some Muslims right now. They Somalians, and I got a Muslim live right in that door. He's got a gas station. This is something how you, and he wants to come to our church. He's from Lebanon. His father used to be a Christian. I told him about the Holy Spirit. I was talking, because I don't play with them. I tell them flat out about Jesus Christ. I said, you can find Muhammad's bones, but you can't find Jesus' bones. And they be like, what? They don't understand with me. They can't get with me. But what you saying, you are telling the truth, because God has had me to preach and teach to all kind of nations. Because that's what the Lord been dealing with me. And I got a friend that just got out of prison. Matter of fact, he just got out of prison about 20. He did 25 years. He was a Muslim. He's about 51 years old. But he came in to being a Christian. And I had told him that God was showing me. I met him last year. I told him he have a strong calling in his life. I said, but you playing games. I said, God want to use you in holiness so you can come around where the Muslims at and bring them in. And I just seen this past Tuesday at Bible class. And I said, oh, my God. It just blew my mind when I seen him. And he's coming up in Bible class.
Let me tell you what the Lord is revealing to me, that you will know that they are really with God. Because now they're going to say, now some of them going to say, well, we with God to get in the door. Mm-hmm. They're going to say we with Jesus to get in the door. And once they get in the door, they're going to release what's really in them, which is demons. But God told me to tell you.
Glory!
The way that you know that they really on my side is when they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue.
Yes.
Then it won't be no question, because then the Holy Ghost will bear witness that they are a child of God.
Lord.
Glory to God. Don't take their word. Take the word of the Lord.
Amen.
That's something how you talking like that, because I'm thinking, oh my God, something told me to jump on this line too. Jump on here just about 20 minutes ago and I was hearing you teach it. But that's something how you speaking that, because that's how I was just talking to this Muslim. And this African young guy, he's a Muslim guy, he's 18, but he looked like he's 25. And I was breaking him down. He said, man, I know God. I said, no, you don't know Jesus Christ. And then I was breaking the young guy down. He was listening to me.
This, my brother, is what we were talking about with the gift of discerning of spirits.
At the church, he's doing Bible.
They will come and tear your church
down.
Listen to what I'm saying. They will come and destroy your church. They will come under the counterfeit spirit. The Bible says that the devil will present himself as an angel of light. And then he said, marvel not that his ministers will present themselves as ministers of righteousness. God is telling me to tell you that if you let them in on the platform, they're going to destroy the ministry. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. My God from heaven. It's nothing wrong with trying to win them to Christ, but draw the line. Draw the line and say, for holiness I live, for holiness I die. If they don't have the Holy Ghost, what's going to happen is the spirit that's on them is going to get on you. If they don't have the Holy Ghost, if they're not willing to seek for the Holy Ghost, the spirit that's on them, which is witchcraft, will get on you. Now, this is a warning from God only because God wants to protect your anointing.
All right.
The devil will come as a friend, as I said in the message. He will come as a friend only to do one thing, to destroy you. So, my friend and my brother, let me say this. I love you, but by the Holy Ghost, I must say this. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that God rebuilds the hedge that was around you so strong, where the anointing on your life was even stronger than it was today. But I'm going to ask God to restore the anointing.
Hallelujah.
And to cut ties with those that you know that are playing the game. Cut ties with them. They don't mean no good. They're not really interested in the Holy Ghost. They're only interested in trying to destroy the ministry.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I pray for my brother. I cancel the assignment of Satan that he has tried to pollute my brother's spirit. I cancel the assignment of Satan that he has tried to get my brother to compromise with the devil. Cancel the plans of Satan now in Jesus' name. I cut the cord. I cut the umbilical cord that they have tried to attach to him in the spirit. And I sever every ungodly motive that they are working iniquity in their mind and in their heart against my brother. And Father, I sever the relationship that you did not form nor that you built. I sever every ungodly relationship. Open his eyes and let him see the Judas. And so quickly let him sever the relationships of all Judases. But the ones that are true, let him see them and take them under his wing. But the ones that are false, let him immediately cut them off. And therefore I pray that you restore the anointing this day, and that he would protect it with his whole life, and even that his daughter would be anointed and used as a prophetess for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Or his niece, glory to God. I feel the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Feel the anointing being imparted to you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah.
I receive it. Thank you. My dad used to be a presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Apostolic.
My God from heaven.
He and Lance and Bishop Singleton. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Bishop Singleton in Michigan?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Lansing, Michigan?
Lansing, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to send for me to come out there, Doc.
Hallelujah.
I'll get you to come on down here. My brother's a pastor now over the church.
Yeah, that's okay.
I had you come down.
But Doc,
amen.
That's no problem.
I believe God has, I can
get
even feel the anointing.
Adrian.
I can feel the anointing.
Hallelujah.
God wants to clean some things out because of the contact with some of those people who were not right. And by the Holy Ghost, I'm going to ask you to do this. And you confirm it with the Lord. But I'm going to ask you to go on a 3-day fast. I don't know if it's going to be a half day, a partial day, whatever it is. But just do it for 3 days. I don't know if it's going to be till 3 o'clock, until 6 o'clock, whatever it is. But do it for 3 days. Because the Bible says that certain things are destroyed only by fasting and prayer.
That's right.
Woo! Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah, it must be done. Yay, it must be done. It must be done
guy,
to destroy the yoke.
I be witnessing to that guy. He act like he trying to get in, but he don't. And the thing is, he ain't doing right.
Yeah.
Trying to live with another woman, but he's not trying to tell his business, but he ain't trying to. I don't understand. I don't get with him. God don't allow me to get with him off and on. But he'll come to church so he can get what he want to get. He don't want to work. But he wants to work in the streets, but he want to act like he's so in the church. I told him, you're not in the church. I'll be blunt with him.
Cut him off.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to thank
off.
You, Aaron. We're going to...
That's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's right.
Give brother, Prophet Davis information.
Yeah, give it to him, yeah.
For you
give
after the broadcast. Amen.
Okay,
okay. After the broadcast.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate
amen.
It.
We still have
God bless you, brother.
All
God bless
the
you
line.
Too. Keep praying.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. Pastor McCullough, God bless you today.
Oh, thank you. I have just been so blessed this week just by listening and getting fed and getting just receiving so much and hearing these men of God speak to my own heart, you know, and it's just so wonderful. And I'm telling you, I'm just so happy to hear the messages on the Holy Spirit because everybody needs him. Everybody needs to be operating through the Spirit of God. And I just praise and thank God for what my ears have heard on this day and on yesterday. So I'm just loving it, and I appreciate you, Evangelist Adrian, for this hard work that you were doing by getting people on every day. I mean real, show enough, very real, Bible teachers, really, and not compromising the Word of God. And I really, it's nothing like the truth and nothing like the power of the Holy Ghost. So praise God for all of you. Thank you.
Let me ask you, what are you asking God to do for you, sister?
Huh?
What are you asking God to do for you?
Oh, just make me a more effective servant of God as a pastor and as a teacher and with all the things that I must do. I just want to be more effective. Be more like Jesus and, and reach more souls. So that's it. And I know God will supply every need, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I want to that's my prayer request.
Okay, a couple of things. Are you laying hands on the people often?
Beg your pardon?
Are you laying hands on the people often?
Yes.
Okay, every service?
Just about.
Okay, every service, you do the laying on of hands by the impartation of the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Because there are some demons that are destroyed by the impartation.
Yes.
In other words, when you live a sanctified life, those people may not be strong enough to get rid of the devils.
Right.
They may not be living a holy life, so yokes are destroyed because of the anointing.
Yes.
And the anointing is transferable.
Yes.
By it's transferred by the laying on of hands.
Yes.
And by the speaking of the word.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lay hands on those people.
Ooh, thank you. Thank
you. Cast out devils.
Oh, yes.
Heal the sick. Speak blessings over their life.
Yes.
Command prosperity to come.
Yes.
And teach them to obey the word.
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven.
Ooh. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
As you increase your fasting life, you
yes.
will see more of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
As you increase your fasting life,
all right.
Because the flesh has to come under subjection to the
That's
Holy
right.
Spirit.
Amen.
As you increase your fasting life,
Hallelujah.
You will see more of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Malkato Ramosa.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
That's the power of God.
Yes.
That's what you're experiencing. You're experiencing a release of the anointing, which gives you the authority to obey what God has said. Not what I've said,
yes.
but what
Amen.
God has said.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
Yes, he is.
My
Amen.
God, my
Amen.
God. My God, my God. My God.
Oh,
I felt power actually go into you because,
yes.
see, God cannot. And let me ask you, did you feel that?
Yes.
I felt the power of God enter you to give you the authority to do what he has asked you to do.
Amen.
Because God will not instruct you to do something unless he gives you the authority, the anointing, the power to do it.
Right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Go forth and do what God, what thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
That's
amen,
exciting.
Amen. I see Sister Millie. God bless you, Pastor McCullough.
There's more to come.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise
amen,
God.
Amen. Amen. I see Sister Millie's on the line. I don't know if she's driving. Sister Millie, you had any special prayer requests? Sister Millie? Amen, amen. We're going to, I see Sister Cammie.
Hello?
Sister Millie?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My phone was on mute by mistake.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Did you have a special prayer request you want the prophet to pray for this evening?
I do. My daughters, all three of them, for guidance and direction, but mainly for my middle daughter, Brianna, who's been suffering from depression. She's been seeking counseling. She's struggling in school that she just started college, and she's just been really depressed and telling me that, you know, she's been thinking about hurting herself, and she has a lot of nightmares with demons attacking her or of her becoming a demon trying to kill people. So she's been battling nightmares for a long, long time. And
what's her name?
Brianna.
Brianna?
Yes.
Does she have any piercings or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, tell her to take them out. That's the Holy Ghost. Tell her to take out every piercing she has.
All right.
Tell her to remove it, and it'll stop. Tell her to remove every piercing, because that's what's drawing the demons, and that's what's drawing the attacks, and that's what's drawing the contemplation of suicide. Those piercings are demonic. They're not of God. They're of Satan. Tell her to remove them and throw them away. Get rid of them.
Yeah,
and as she removes
them,
the power of God will come in.
The only piercing that she currently has now are her ears. She used to have them on her lip, but she removed that a while back.
Okay.
Does
she have a tongue piercing?
Does she has what?
A tongue piercing.
No other piercing but the ones on her ears right now. The only other piercing she had done was on her lips, and those have been removed for a long time.
Okay, she's removed those. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
What we're going to pray is because there could be lingering demons because of the piercings. Because of the piercings, there could be lingering spirits, because when those piercings are removed, those demons have to go because they have no other inlet. You have to open the door for the devil to come in. You have to give him rite of passage. What we're going to do in her stead, we are going to repent in her stead for violating the word of God. And we're going to ask Jesus to forgive her and to restore her back to her rightful place.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do that right now. What's her name? Brianna?
Brianna.
Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we stand in the gap for Brianna.
Yes.
She had piercings and she removed them, but she's still suffering the attacks, thoughts of suicide, trying to kill herself, and demonic dreams that she's being attacked in her mind by these devils. So, Father, we cancel the assignment against Brianna. We strategically send the devil a notice of eviction, because we now claim this vessel and the property thereof by the blood of Jesus, based upon the work of the cross. We rightly claim this vessel as a heir to the throne, an heir to salvation, an heir to righteousness. Therefore, we have staked our claim legally, and now we serve an eviction notice immediately, due and effective now, in the name of Jesus, to every demon, to every demonic influence, to every spirit of darkness. We serve a legal spiritual notice of eviction to now depart the premises of this vessel immediately in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
And we now exercise our right to put a hedge of protection, as it were a fence, around this property that belongs to Jesus Christ, who has paid for her by his blood, and we claim her as a joint heir of salvation according to the word of God. It is written, devil flee, and we forbid you to return. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Why you were able to get back on that line. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Whew. It's canceled. It's canceled, and an eviction notice has been served. The enemy must go. We have claimed her legally as a right to the joint heir of salvation. We have built a fence around her property legally, and now the enemy cannot trespass. Call us with a praise report on Monday.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. We see Sister Cammie. God bless you.
Hey.
Sister
hey, God
Albert,
bless you.
Sister
How you doing?
T, and we have Sister Dawn. We still have quite a few more, about five or six more on the line. God bless you. How you doing?
Hey, God bless you, Sister Bernard. How you doing?
God bless
doing
you. How
wonderful.
Are you?
Hey, God bless you. I really enjoyed it, and I felt like that was kind of confirmation of everything that I've, as far as listening to, as far as the ministry and even reading. I've been looking and seeking and not really being patient on just business decisions, and what you said was so spot on as far as just like people disguising themselves and not knowing. I always was one that thought of good in people, and I was, you know, just because people were my friends and stuff, I thought everybody was on one accord, and I really struggled this past week just with that. So thank you so much for that. It just confirmed everything. That was just my final confirmation. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, you know what God is doing for you is that we have just entered into Rosh Hashanah. This is the Hebrew New Year. Okay, it's the Jewish New Year. Rosh Hashanah started yesterday. And it's not a surprise to me that God would talk about cutting off these ties, even like with Pastor Aaron, people who tried to come in through the avenue of deception and say that they were interested in ministry. See, these are spirits of the devil that are trying to get into the lives of the wheat. They're tares, but they're trying to imitate that they're wheat. God is saying, in this new season, I'm going to open your eyes. I'm going to begin to teach you how to identify the counterfeit so that you will not waste time with the counterfeit, so that you will not get caught up with the counterfeit, but that you will simply move beyond the counterfeit and go forward into the destiny I have for you, saith the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so
Glory
much. Thank
God.
You, Robert. Hallelujah.
Be obedient. Oh, be obedient to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to be at peace.
Okay.
I rebuke the spirit of anxiety that tries to come over you. I rebuke that spirit of anxiety that tries to come over you in Jesus' name. I command it to go and forbid it to return in Jesus' name. And just be at peace and trust that God is in control.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Glory
that.
God. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Ida woshata. Ika da 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 da.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Rimbeai, itai, oshai, ele, benda. Benda ruto hoshai. Ela kara da da da. Glory to your name, Jesus. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you.
I bless you.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go. Sister, I'm going down the line. Dawn. Sister Dawn. Amen. She may be at work. Sister Albertine, and then Sister T. And then I see Sister Eileen from New York is on the line with us. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, Prophet David, that was, man, when I tell you that message is right on time with confirmations and things that the Lord had been showing me and kept telling me, and it was really, really powerful. All this week has been great, but that today was just really hitting it right on the nose of what the Lord has been telling me and showing me, because I have the gift of discernment. And sometimes we second-guess ourselves, and we try to give people the benefit, and we want to believe you, or we want to see the good in you. But, again, you know, what the Lord, you know, the Lord tells you it, that's the truth, and we have to go with what the Lord says. Although sometimes we don't want to believe
my
it, but
God from heaven.
That word of God does not
You know,
lie.
There are doors you know, that God wants to open for people. Let me just interrupt and say this, if I may, because when the Lord gives it to me, I have to just jump in and say it.
Sure.
There are doors that God wants to open for people, and
mm-hmm.
the enemy knows it because he can see in the spirit. And he sees us heading towards these open doors. And so the enemy will try to send these counterfeits to hinder us. They're called hindering spirits. But they work through people to try to keep us stuck in a place that God is trying to get us to move forward from. And it's not just always a physical place, but it also can be a physical place. But more so, it's a spiritual place. Because we take dominion in the spirit.
Yes.
And you can't conquer territory. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run, that's moving forward, the race that is set before us.
Yes.
We have to remove the weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. In other words, it's something that we are subject to. In other words, it's a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It says so easily beset us. In other words, in the past, we were easily ensnared by that thing. But now God is saying, I'm giving you strength by seeing it to move past it.
Amen.
Ikoboshata.
Yes, Lord.
Ikoboshata. In the past, we were easily ensnared by it.
Yes.
But now you have strength to simply walk over that trap and say, been there, done that, moving on.
Amen.
Oh. Whew. Been there, done that, and I'm moving on.
Yes, Lord. Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'm not taking no weights with me.
Amen. Thank you. Releasing all that, letting it go. Thank you so much. The word was powerful, and it was very enlightening and confirmations, and it was great. Just thank you so much, and God bless you.
Give God
amen,
the glory. Glory
amen,
to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to Sister T, and then Sister Eileen, and see if there's any else. And also, for you dismiss, I'd like you to pray for Sister Ruby. Haven't been feeling good either, Prophet David. Amen.
Okay.
Sister T.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist, and God bless you, men of God.
Glory.
I'm sitting here in tears, really.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
I just thank God for being on this line, and the things that you said and things that I've been dealing with myself. I just had to remove some things out of my life that I knew weren't God. You know, I knew it wasn't God when I ran into it, and I continued to deal with it. And I heard God say, you know who you are. You cannot deal with this. You must cut ties with these people, because it'll take you back to a place where you've been, and you're not trying to go back to that place again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I choose with where God wanted me to be. I'm here in Oakland, and I lived in Texas for so long, and now that I'm here in Oakland, I'm not sure where he want me to be, but I know he brought me back here for a purpose, because I grew up here. But I just want to ask you to just continue to pray for me, that I continue to be the daughter he called me to be. He didn't call me to come out here for nothing. I know that it's something that he wants me to do. I know I'm used to doing outreach, and I don't know which ministry that he wants me to be under. So I'm just seeking God right now, and as I'm seeking God, I'm cleaning house with the people and the places and the things that I deal with. Pray my
Are these some of the things that you dealt with when you were in Oakland before? Honestly
well,
speaking,
I was in
spiritually.
Oakland before, but just in general, I mean,
are these some of the
around certain things, you know?
In other words, are these some of the same things from your past?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get to. This is what you have to do. God's going to move you forward, but this is what you have to do. You are to conquer those demons from your past so you can move forward. This is the time for you to simply say no. This is the time and the season for you to simply say no. 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 That's your word. No. You only say yes to God. No to everything else.
Yes, Lord.
He kovoshata. This is your season of no. I'm sorry, no. In times past when you would say yes, in times past when you would give in and say yes, now this is the time to say no.
Yes, Lord.
And as you conquer that spirit, God's going to move you forward. You see, there's a Goliath that you have to defeat. You've got to defeat a Goliath. And you defeat the Goliath by saying no to the devil.
Yes, Lord.
He called. And Father, give us strength in her spirit.
Yes,
even an impartation from the Holy Ghost for boldness to say no, devil, no more.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, put a yes in our heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
for your
Lord.
Will. Put a yes in her heart.
Yes,
for your
Lord.
Will.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I pray that you move her to a pleasant area.
Yes, Lord.
That's it right there. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. God's going to put a hedge of protection. You're only there for a short season. I'm going to tell you. You're only there for a short season to get your no in order. You are there for a short season just to get your no in order. No more compromise. No more compromise. There is a call. There is a work. There is an anointing. But before those things happen, the no has to be established.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
And I'm going to pray that God will quickly.
Yes.
I'm going to pray by the end of the year he gets you out of there. I'm going to ask him, Father, on behalf of your servant whom you sent today.
Yes.
And yea, even not on my behalf, but because of your namesake.
Yes.
That you would get her out of there before Christmas.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Get her up out of there, Lord. Send her to a pleasant land.
In agreement with you.
Open a door for her, Lord, to get down there in Pleasanton somewhere.
Yes,
God.
Open a door for her to get down there, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Open a door. Open a door to get her in a peaceful area.
Thank you, Lord God.
A peaceful area.
Peaceful area. Thank you.
Do it this year, Father.
Yes, God.
We
yes,
thank
God.
You for doing it. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Lord.
My God, my God, my God.
Jesus.
My God. Just keep that, sister, just keep that no. Keep that no in your spirit. Keep that no against the devil and his people. It just, the no is going to do it. When you say no, that's going to do it. When you say no, that's going to fix it. When you say no, that's going to cancel it. When you say no, that's what it is. It's no.
No. Yes.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And when you say no, God is going to say yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God from glory.
Ah.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for doing it.
We thank you.
And I do feel the hurt. I do feel the hurt in your spirit, and I do feel the pain. But after this, God says, I'm going to give you rest. After this, I'm going to give you rest.
Ah, God's going to give you rest.
He's going to give you rest. I feel the pain. I feel the hardship. I feel the hurt. But God said, after this, I'm going to give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank
my
you,
God,
Lord.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord
Jesus,
thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This is your time, woman of God, to enter into your new season. You are in transition. This is your time to leave the old things behind you and look forward to the new things.
Right.
Behold, I do a new thing.
Yes,
and now it shall spring forth. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And your sins have been forgiven.
Forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All
right.
Glory, glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Lord,
my God from heaven.
Hallelujah. We bless you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, it's really some deep things. Evangelist Bernard, about this woman, there's really some deep things, and she's gone through some deep hurts. I'm going to ask God also to release a healing anointing in her spirit and in her emotions. I'm going to ask God to release a healing anointing now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, yes, Lord.
My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Healing.
All is well. all is well. And don't be afraid. This is the last thing I have to say by the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Take courage and prepare to go forward. You're not going to be there long. You're not going to be there long. You're not going to be there long.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You're not going to be there long. You're not going to be there long. You're not going to be there long. Take courage and prepare to go forward.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Because the same thing that you're paying there, I don't know what it is or I don't know the circumstance, but I'm going to ask God, as I did before, to open a door for you to go down to Pleasanton, which is down 580.
Yes, Lord.
To get out of Oakland and then get into a pleasant area, to get into an area that's more peaceful.
Yes, Lord.
Thank Glory you. To God. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, men of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Going to Sister Eileen. Let me see if Sister Eileen. God bless you, Sister Eileen.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for an awesome word. I'm going to agree like everyone else. It's just confirmation for all the things that have been happening around me. So I just thank you for confirmation on your word. And God bless you.
Oh, Sister Eileen?
Yes?
How are you today?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Good. I want you to, and I know you already are, but this is what I want by the Holy Ghost. We all are different. And I'm releasing you by the authority of heaven to just be who you are in God. Not like anybody else, but to be you. To be just you. It doesn't matter what other people do. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter how they act. But be you in Christ, because he created you to be uniquely different from everyone else. Amen?
Amen.
Just be yourself in God, because the person that he created you to be is so awesome. And we in the body of Christ need you to simply be you. There are some people who are very gentle. Everybody's not tough and hard and rough, and everybody's not like that. Some people are extremely gentle, and there's a place for that. Everybody is not the same. God called everybody for a particular purpose based on their personality.
My God.
And I sense that you're a very gentle person.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that you're a very kind person,
mm-hmm.
and I sense that you're a very loving person,
mm.
and that there are people who try to take advantage of that.
Mm.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. But let me say this to you. Don't stop being who you are. It just has to be directed towards the right people.
Amen.
Glory to God. May I pray for you?
Thank you, yes.
Father, I pray for this dear, precious person. And I pray that any scars, any wounds that the enemy tried to inflict upon her, any hurt that was done or any damage of any kind, that you would reverse it today, that you would restore healing, and that she would not be afraid, but that she would simply take this experience and learn from it and discern the people, and even to ask you who people are, and that you would reveal it to her. So before she even engages with them, she would know who they are, whether to deal with them or to run away from them. Keep her as the apple of your eye. Protect her gentleness. Protect her heart from being cold, but keep it warm with the love of the Holy Spirit. Give her the gift of discernment. Deal with her in visions and dreams so that she can see who people are by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
And I pray that you would continue to protect her. Protect her from deception. Protect her from the beguiling of Satan as he tried to beguile Eve. that she would hear your voice and know the difference between your voice and the voice of a stranger, and that she will not follow the voice of a stranger, but that she will only follow your voice. And I thank you for doing it, Father, because you love her. Keep her. Strengthen her. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
Hallelujah.
And Father, thank you for restoring her. The joy of your salvation. The love that you put in her heart when she first met you. Let it be restored. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You receive that, sister?
Yes, thank you, God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, God bless you.
Oh, you're so kind.
Amen. We have Sister Dawn. Okay, I've called you twice. Well, we're going to go to Prophet. I see Prophet Carlos Pearson is on the line. God bless you, man of God. And
who is this?
Everybody.
Hello.
Prophet
Who?
Carlos.
Hey, how are you? Yes, ma'am. How are you?
God bless you.
God bless you too. Amen. To Evangelist Bernard and to the prophet of all prophets. Amen. We give God praise for you. Amen. Prophet Davis, know that I love you with the love of the Lord. And I got the tail end of the message, but from what I can hear, amen, sometimes we can get into a place in God where we have to cut people off. You know, the old saying is, either beat them or join them. And a lot of times, hey, that's the saying they say, you either beat
them
or join them. And one of the things that we have to learn as a body of Christ is if you don't want your spirit contaminated, if you don't want you to be contaminated with other spirits and things, you have to learn how to cut people off. You have to learn how to just let things of the old be the old. The Bible says old things are passed away. Behold, all things become as new. And so when we come into the revelation of who God is, I ain't trying to preach. I promise y'all I ain't going to preach today. When we come into the revelation of who God is and having how things can become new, it's us having a relationship with God, getting his word and praying and seeking his face and all them kind of, okay, y'all, I'm going to stop because I feel the Holy Ghost rising right about now. Amen. But I give God praise, amen, for this hour and what God is doing, and you know, we as a body of Christ, we got to come up and get it together. Amen. I'm reminded on the day of Pentecost where they came together in one mindset to do what God intended for them to do, and the Holy Ghost was able to move, and they able to get what they needed from God. Amen. And it's time for the body of Christ to come together, amen, and stand on one accord and be who God called us to be and be the men and women that God is calling for in this hour. It's enough falsified stuff going around here to make God sick to his stomach. Amen. Mm. We as a body of Christ must stand together and stand strong. Y'all continue to pray my joy and strength in the Holy Ghost. And get ready, Prophet Davis. God is ready to open numerous doors for you. Amen.
He's
ready to open numerous doors. He's ready to open numerous doors. Amen. What the devil has shut doors, it is. I'm so sorry. If I may, Evangelist Bernard, I am so sorry.
Come on, flow right
ahead.
But God is opening doors, and don't you worry about the doors that were shut behind you, because God is going to open new doors for you.
Amen.
God is going to open new doors for you. Amen. The devil meant for your bad, God is turning around for your good.
Amen.
We have to learn how to intercede and pray like never before. Us prophets that's on the wall, we got to learn how to have a prayer life. Amen.
That's right.
And seek the face of God like never before. But I'm telling you, God is going to send you so far up the West Coast. Amen. God is going to send you up the West Coast. And not only the West Coast, but I see even doors opening in the South for you. Florida, Georgia, amen. Tennessee, Yamandro Shire. I even see doors opening in Michigan for you. Amen.
Yeah,
God is
going
to send you out beyond your wildest imagination. People are going to know who you are in all four corners of the earth. Amen. God is going to allow you to go to Israel and Africa and Asia and these places like this. When God allows you to go to these places, God is going to allow some things to transpire. I even see what God is going to allow. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God is going to allow a team to be put together for you. Specifically just to intercede for you because of what God is going to allow you to come and come against and the things that God is going to allow you to say. But behold, God is going to put fill your mouth with what to say in that same hour. For you shall walk into ministry and have a word in your mouth. You not find it not strange. They shall call you out, and you shall have a word to say unto the people that will change their lives instantly. Amen. God knows what to do and how to do things in this time and in this season. And as they begin to do that, God is going to cause, amen, change to take place even in your life, even in your family life. Those that don't even respect you are going to begin to have respect for who you are and what God is doing even in your life. The Bible says, touch not mine anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. So the thing about it is they can put their mouth on you all they want to, but guess what? God has the last say. So this is the word of the Lord for you, sir.
I receive it, brother, in Jesus' name. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Glory to God. Boy, God know how to do things, don't he?
Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
He confirmed that Michigan trip.
Ah,
so,
yes.
Aaron, if you're still on the phone, obey the Lord.
He dropped off.
That's okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But that's, God confirmed that thing.
Hallelujah. And he wasn't on the line.
Now you know that's God, see?
Prophet Pearson was not on the line.
Yes. Tell him, Evangelist Bernard, tell him.
Yeah, he wasn't on the line when you were ministering to Aaron, and you didn't even know he was out of Michigan. Aaron spoke it out of his mouth. So, yeah, he just said it.
There was a minister from Michigan that called in. His dad is the bishop of a church out there, and his brother is a pastor of another church. And he said, we're going to invite you to come to Michigan.
Wow. His father retired from the pastor. His oldest son is the pastor. That's my family. So his oldest son is in that church.
Okay.
Wow, okay. May God be the glory. Amen. Wow.
So you wasn't on the line. So if the Michigan part was true, the whole thing is true.
Yeah.
Oh. Boy, God, he know how to do stuff.
Oh, he knows. Well, we have certainly enjoyed the word today. Before you go, I want you to pray for Sister Ruby, and you know you can close us out with the word of prayer. God bless you all. We have certainly. This was a rich word. This was the Holy Ghost speaking. Every word it's spoken is not of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we speak some things, but
come
the
on,
Holy Ghost
on.
Today through Prophet David. So we thank God for
thank
him.
You,
thank God for Prophet Pearson. He spoke on Tuesday, on Prophetic Tuesdays. Tune in on Prophetic Tuesdays. We had some more callers on the line. They dropped off. So I think we have opened the line to everyone. Except my sister Dawn, I can't hear her, so I'm gonna move on. Dawn, one last time. Sister Dawn.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, did you have praise the Lord? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm not doing too good, but I'm all right. I'm not gonna complain.
Did you have any prayer requests?
Yes, pray for my leg get better.
Okay, we're going to pray for your leg to get better. Dear Jesus, remember Sister Dawn in her time of need and stretch forth thy holy hand in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak healing over that leg. Yes, even the body. Even now, that the warmth of the Holy Ghost invade her body in the matchless name of Jesus. Even let your presence fill that house for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke any spirit that's not of God out of that house in the name of Jesus. And we release the restorative presence of Jesus in that home now, in the holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you love her.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that we sent the word to heal her and deliver her.
God. Yes, God.
For the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whew.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Is the pain gone?
Thank you, Jesus.
I know there's an anointing flowing. I feel it.
Hey, you know,
yeah. Shabbaso. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Is the pain gone, Mother?
Thank you, God.
Yeah, a little.
The pain is gone. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I ask you to move in that house.
Yes, God.
I ask you to just move in and don't leave. Just stay there until you take her home to be with you in her new mansion in heaven.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we thank you that not only will you move in, but bring a few angels with you to keep her company. Talk to her at nighttime.
God,
tell her great things that she knows not.
Mm.
Begin to discuss heavenly things with her. Glory to God, because you're the most interesting person in the world, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So just talk to her. And if you talk, she'll listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And Lord, we pray for Sister Ruby.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that we cancel the assignment and the attack of the enemy against her in Jesus' name. We pray protection for her.
Jesus.
Because you love her, Lord, we pray for protection.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And that she is not subject to the attack of the enemy, but we rebuke the attack of the enemy in Jesus' name.
Messiah.
The blood of Jesus covers her now.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus covers her now.
Yes, God. Thank
From the
you,
crown
Lord.
Of her head to the soles of her feet.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we thank you for sending ministering angels.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
That as she rests tonight, she will rest with a peaceful sleep.
Beautiful.
And she will wake up revived.
God.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to God.
You, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Thank
glory,
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Whew, Jesus, we love you.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We bless you today, God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. God, glory, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
name.
Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, cool.
Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your way. Yes, to your way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless your people. Rise up, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Stretch our hands to you, God. soul. Love you today, God.
Hallelujah.
Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, he's fixing it now behind the scenes. He's working it out.
While you be still, he's working. Glory to God. He's working. He's loosing angels on our behalf. Glory, as we worship him, he's doing the work. For it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Actually, it's easy to be still in his presence, but some people haven't learned how to do that.
Either, come on.
Oh. Glory to you, God. Oh, well, call me whenever you finish then.
No, I'm going to hang it up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. This is very sacred.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wherever you are, continue to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God.
I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Jesus. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you,
Evangelist Bernard.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's it. Enter in.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Oh. We bow. People need to know what God has really done for us. I want people to know that His power is so real. It's no act. When my flesh gets weak, He renews my strength. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you.
I dare you to get into his presence. I dare you to just forget all about you. I dare you. I dare you to just say, Lord, just do something for me right now. I came out this afternoon. I need you to do something for me right now. That burden that you had, you don't have to take it back.
In thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace, that's where I worship in thy presence.
You are.
Bless your name and give you reverence. High. Where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh, hide from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I need you to hide. When my strength is weak, hide me. When my eyes want to take one more glance, oh, hide me. Lord, I need you to hide me. I need you to hide me, oh my. enemy you hide in me. Sometimes you gotta cover me from myself. Even if the enemy you hide in me, even if the enemy you hide.
Beautiful worship.
Beautiful. Thank you, Father.
Beautiful worship. My God from heaven. God really did. He really put a peace in our spirit.
Hallelujah.
I mean, he just put a peace in our spirit, and this is a blessing. So if there's anybody left online, I just want to pray that God will keep you in his perfect peace. And he would grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding, that will keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Oh, don't lose this peace. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't lose this peace. Don't lose this peace. Don't lose this peace. He said, the peace that I give you, the world can't take it away. Because the world didn't give it, so the world can't take it away. Oh, don't lose this peace. This is beautiful here. This is what you want to live by. This is what you want. This is so good. You know, I don't even want to go outside. It's so good. I want to stay in the house because this is too... I don't want to run into no devils. I want to stay... Ow! I want to stay in this peace right here. If I got any appointments, I'm canceling them till Monday. Ooh, God. Oh, Jesus.
One, two, Prophet Davis, we going to go off on this one. This is
okay,
a
God bless you.
Bless
you. And thank you for calling me.
You, it was our day.
There will be a brighter day in that land they call heaven. God shall wipe all tears away. The cloud may hang over, there will be a brighter day in that land.
every day.
Peace and joy every day.
For beside life's crystal river, the shallow waters all chilled away. No more sorrow.
Every day,
oh yeah, for beside
God bless you, Sister T. We love you.
God bless you. I love you, too. Have a blessed
weekend. Praying for you, and look for everything the prophet spoke today to be manifested in your life, because you are a witness for Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's going to bring you into some new territories. There's some people that God wants you to witness to in a peaceful area. So I stand in agreement with what he said to you, Pleasanton, somewhere down up in them areas. God going to move you there. Hallelujah. You just look up and be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist.
All right. We love you.
We love you, too.
All right. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.